Okay, let's talk about Arthur Brown, Brown. Benefit period 7/22/25 through 9/15/2025. This patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. This result will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient is going to his going into his seventh benefit period at this time period. Mr. Brown is a 72-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure. He also has had a stroke, has affected his right side. He has right-sided weakness, contractures. He also suffers from dysphagia, aphasia, and severe weakness, period. Patient's lower extremity edema is related to protein, calorie, malnutrition, period. Patient was hospitalized previously with atrial fibrillation and hypotension. That has not been an issue at this time. His wife says he's not eating very much, he's not drinking very much, he's not interested in life. He also has a protein calorie malnutrition, as was mentioned, causing his lower extremity edema. There is some improvement with the help of Demodex that was prescribed previously, but I explained to the wife that that's not going to help anything because the fact that his issues are related to protein, calorie, malnutrition. There's nothing in the body to keep the fluid from escaping, and she seems to understand. Period. Arthur has increased episodes of confusion, as was mentioned. His PPS score is at 40%. He's bowel and bladder incontinent, totally bedbound. He's now sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day. I would place him at FAST score of 7B. With continuation of worsening his symptoms related to congestive heart failure, atherosclerotic heart disease, and now most recently atrial fibrillation. Period. Let's see, left arm max is 22 centimeter. Other issues includes, of course, altered mental status, confusion, as was mentioned, atrial fibrillation, dementia, as was noted, anxiety, history of, and chronic kidney disease 3B. Patient wife, Doretha, D-O-R-E-T-H-A, is his primary caregiver, and she feels like she has excellent care, excellent support at home, and appears to be stable. Patient edema, once again, was discussed with Doretha because she's quite concerned about that as well. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. Arthur Brown.